You're listening to Iceland News Review, the weekly news podcast of Iceland Review. Subscribe and tune in each Friday to get the latest from our fair shores. I'm Andy Sophia Fontaine, and these are the week's top stories in Iceland. First up on Iceland News Review, Iceland's presidential race just got a lot more exciting. Last week, we reported that political scientist Baldur Thorhausson had a decisive lead over every other candidate hoping to be elected Iceland's next president come June 1st. However, we cautioned that even though it seemed like Baldur's race to lose, anything could happen between now and election day. Well, things are certainly happening. First of all, comedian, writer, actor, and former Reykjavik mayor Jón Gnarr announced that he was also running for president. This did not come as a great surprise to people. This is because, as has been the case with every other presidential candidate throughout this election cycle, Jón Gnarr also at first hinted that he might run, then announced that he would announce whether or not he would run, and then made his formal announcement that he was running for president. The running joke amongst everyday Icelanders has been that announcing you will make an announcement about running for president is the same as announcing you're running, because no one makes an announcement to say, I am not running for president. Now, it would take entirely too long to go into all the presidential candidates in detail. And by that I mean there are, at the time of this writing, over 60 people running for president of Iceland. And I would be remiss if I didn't also mention the most unusual presidential candidate of all, Snæfellsjökull. That's right, as in the glacier. The team behind this candidacy say that entering the glacier into the race is due to the fact that, quote, Snæfellsjökull is already an emblem of Iceland and a custodian of geocultural wisdom, representing the very essence of stability and sustainability. With a towering presence and serene demeanor, Snæfellsjökull embodies a balance of steadfastness and adaptability, qualities much needed in today's rapidly changing world. End quote. And to be fair, Snæfellsjökull does meet the conditions of being an Icelandic citizen and is at least 35 years of age. How the mountain glacier will fulfill presidential duties such as signing bills passed by parliament in order to make them laws is a whole other story. But it does liven up the election season and does raise important points about respecting the rights of our natural wonders. But one other potential candidate at the very least bears mentioning, Prime Minister Katrin Jakobsdottir, who is also the chair of the Left Green Party. For weeks now, there have been people speculating that she might run for president. This was at first met with suspicion. She is, as mentioned, currently the prime minister and the chair of the political party which leads the ruling coalition in parliament. There is no precedent for someone in such a position running for president, and so this speculation was largely dismissed. But people kept talking about it. And then Katrin herself said that she was seriously considering it. And then she announced earlier this week that she would soon announce whether or not she was running for president. Which, as we discussed, is the same as saying that she does intend to run for president. By the time you're listening to this, the formal announcement of her candidacy for president has probably already happened. This raises two questions. What will happen to the government when she runs for president? And does she have a chance? To answer the first question, Article 9 of Iceland's constitution requires that anyone who is president cannot also be member of parliament, and also states that the president also cannot be drawing a salary from any public or private institution. So she would have to vacate both the prime minister and party chair positions. It is very unlikely that there will be early parliamentary elections. Those are already scheduled for next year. It is far more likely that the current ministers would simply switch chairs, with the three parties in power, the Left Greens, the Progressives, and the Independence Party, deciding between themselves who the next prime minister should be and who would be filling other ministerial seats. In fact, informal discussions to that effect are already in progress. The reaction to all this within parliament has been mixed. Members of the opposition have questioned Katrin's decision, with the Pirate Party in particular, saying that this constitutes a vote of no confidence against her own government. Others in the opposition believe there should be early parliamentary elections, especially the Social Democrats, who are polling strongest of all. But members of the ruling coalition don't seem to be moving in that direction and are speaking more in terms of deciding who would be the next PM amongst other positions. And so to the next question, does she have a chance? A recent poll shows Baldur Thorhallsson still well in the lead at 27%. Jungnat and Katrin Jakobsdottir are tied for second at 17%. But, most interestingly of all, 21% of potential voters are still undecided. In other words, Baldur is still on track to win this presidential election, but it is much less of a sure thing than it was just a week ago. How many of those undecideds end up making their minds, and how these poll numbers will bear out come June 1st, remains to be seen. In other news, there's still an eruption going on in Grekinus. This eruption, which began on March 16th, is now down to two craters from which lava is shooting up into the air. It must be emphasized that the eruption area is still very dangerous, not just for the lava, but for the potential for crevasses and sinkholes as well. Do not attempt to approach the eruption site. That being said, Civil Protection has downgraded the eruption site from the emergency phase to the alert phase. Despite international reports to the contrary, the emergency phase applied solely to the eruption site, not to the country as a whole. In any event, this could mean the reopening of the Blue Lagoon as early as today, so stay tuned to Ice and Review for the latest update on that situation. A 9-year-old child was spotted driving a stolen taxi in Reykjavik shortly before Easter vacation. Although he didn't drive very far, traveling only a few hundred meters, a passing motorist did record the child behind the wheel in a 10-second clip that went viral on Icelandic social media. Police were alerted to the child driver, and when they attempted to close in on him, he reportedly jumped out of the moving car and attempted to flee on foot. While he was apprehended, charges were not filed on account of him being 9 years old. Lastly on Iceland News Review, Geysir will soon be getting a makeover. Renovation plans for the popular tourist spot will soon be put into action. This includes the construction of new walkways and other features designed to both improve safety and open greater access for guests. For those concerned, not to worry. Geysir will still be open to the general public during these renovations. It is expected that they will be completed in autumn of this year. Next up, the weather this weekend. On Friday, skies will be mostly cloudy with light winds, and although there will be more sun in the north, it will also be colder there than in the southern half of the country. As we move into Saturday, there will be much more sunshine for the entire country, although temperatures will drop below freezing. The northeast may also see some light snowfall. Come Sunday, while it will get warmer in the southwest, wind speeds will pick up considerably. There could also be a great deal more snowfall in the northeast. High winds and large volumes of snow in mountainous areas increase the risk of avalanches, so be on alert if you're traveling through that area at that time. As for road conditions, bear in mind that all roads into the highlands are closed to regular traffic, so don't try heading up there unless you're in a glacial tour group or something similar. Also, avoid the eruption site at all costs and do not stop by the site of Reykjanesbraut to photograph or film the eruption. Apart from that, roads are fairly well passable around the country, although they may be slippery in the east, in addition to blowing snow in the northwest. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, subscribe, and follow us on social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, or X. For all your travel needs in Iceland, be sure to visit en.vedur.is. That's en.vedur.is, as well as road.is and safetravel.is. Through these three websites, you'll get up-to-the-minute information on weather and road conditions, as well as possible incoming natural events. By staying updated through these sites, you'll not only save yourself a lot of time and money, you'll also be able to enjoy Iceland with peace of mind. That's all for me this week on Iceland News Review. Be good to each other.